Story Data Railway Masha, Chav Beis Tammuz, Toshin Perif, Reb Shlomo Klein.
Good morning. Oy de Hashem, oy de Befiu, betoch Rabim, ahaleleno. I had two hard weeks, the last two weeks. So last week, Friday, Yishkoyach for MD, I was sitting next to him in the shir. He said to me, I haven't got somebody to speak next Friday. I would like you to speak. Well, sometimes I speak the Chimesh Rashi shir, but not the main shir. I said, Lomachop. Then I was sick. I said, you know what, I'll give you an answer, not on the spot, maybe in a day. But the end of the year, I decided I'll give him an answer, a positive answer that I should speak. You know why? Because I decided, I had hard weeks, if I give something to the Eibishter, so the Rebbein Shloilom will pay me back. Oida Hashem Oid Befi, he answered me back after I was mekabel to say this year. He did really answer, the Rebbeinu Shlom answered me in a positive way. People ask me if I'm going to speak about the Sroigim. And the reason is because here in the Shulchan Aruch you learn Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, so you speak about the Sroigim. I'm not going to speak about Sikkes, but over Beremez in this week's Sedra, there is a Remez about Sikkes. Shtaita Pusik, Eilu ta'asu la'ashem b'moyadeichem. In Parshas Pinchas, you find all the musafim of the moyadim of the whole year. And the remez is straight away in the name of the Parsha. The name of the Parsha is Pinchas. And Pinchas is written mole, with a yud, not choser, mole. What is the Rosh Teves, Netrikun, the whole Moyadim, which are mentioned in the Parsha. What are the Moyadim in the Parsha? Sholesh Regolim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, Pesach, and Shavuos. How do you see it in the name Pinchas? Pei is Pesach, Yud is Yom Kippur, Nun in the Pinchas is 50. Shvi'es is the 50 days for Sfiras Oimer. That's the noon of Pinchas. Ches is Koilel Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah. And Samach is the Sikkes. So you got already the Sikkes, which I'm not speaking, just Beremez. Now, Parshas Pinchas, always in a normal year, is always Chal on the first week of Bein HaMeitzorim. The Bein HaMeitzorim, the 21 days, which are Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim from Yudzayim B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, in this day, every person has got to be Meitzer and worried on Chorban Beis HaMikdash and to daven on the Geula Hashleima. There is no anything happened in Mikre. There is a connection between Parshas Pinchas and Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim. The Abteruv, the Oyev Yisrael, he writes, Lama koirim Parshas Pinchas b'Shabbos Bein HaMeitzorim b'Roi Bashonim? He asks the same question, that Parshas Pinchas all call Ikrei HaMoyadim Ksuvim beparsha zu, that's what he writes. Al korchach lo idovariku. It's not stam that it parshas amoyadim. It's in parshas Pinchas. Chazal beruach kodshem, they made a special kavona why parshas Pinchas we read in Mei Bein HaMeitzorim, and he explained that the 21 days of Bein HaMeitzorim, they are a mekor and a root to all the moyadim, which are also 20 21 days. What are the 21 days? Shabbos Ikri Moed, that's one. Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed is two. You got 7 days of Pesach, together is nine. 1 day Shvi is 10. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 12. Yom Kippur, 13. In 8 days of Sikkes, 21. Alle Moyadim of the whole year, it's 21 days. The Simon, David HaMelech says to us in Tehillim, Perek Ein Gimel, the first Posuk, Shteit HaPosuk, Ach Toiv LiYisrael. Ach is the Begimatria to 21, and these are the 21 days, which also correspondent to 21 days of Beina Metzorim, and that's a shoiresh to all the moyadim of the whole year. Why? Shteit, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitztaer on Chorben Beis HaMikdash and Golis Yisrael. Where does it say? So there is a Gemara in Broches Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Shteit Azoi. There is three Sholosh Mishmorois in every night, three watches. And Val Kol Mishmar U'Mishmar, all Mishmar in the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev V'Shoyeg Ka'ari, the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we can chas v'chulila k'veyochel give an example to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Yoishev V'Shoyeg Ka'ari V'Oimer, it's every night, Oy labonim shebavoinoiseyem, oy vay to my children that in their averes I demolished, echrafti es beisi, demolished beis hamikdash, sorafti es eicholi, and I send them v'iglesim lebein haumeis. So can you imagine if every single day the Ribbono Shel Olam is doyeg im itztaer al chorban beis hamikdash and all the tzoros? Every single day, al achas kama vekama, on the 21 days of Beina Mitzorim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is got a big tzar on Chorban Beis HaMikdash in Golos Yisrael. Kol roidfeo hisigua Beina Mitzorim. Therefore, that's a posuk. Therefore, when any one of us, any Yid everywhere, is drawn near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those days in order to cause Ribbono Shel Olam Nachas Ruach and a little bit to lessen the tsar of the Golus, and we doing it here in this world which called Itaruso de Lesato in this world, Bemeile it cause a Iser de Le'ela, the Ribbono Shel Olam should draw near to us in the 21 days, not Bein HaMetzorim, the 21 days of Yemei HaMoyadim, which are big days, which in those days, the Moyadim Shabbos and all the Yontev, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he drew near to us. And there is a nice remez in Parshas Shmois, state in the Posuk, Vayomer Elohim el Moshe, Eheke Asher Eheke. The Ribbono Shel Olam is meramez in the word Eheke, Eheke, I will draw near to Klal Yisrael. Eheke is Gimatria 21. I will draw near to Klal Yisrael in the 21 days of the Moyadim. Kemispar Asher Eheke, the Zel Bezach of the other 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim. If you are drawn near to Ribbono Shel Olam in Bimei Bein HaMetzorim, and you are Doeg on Churban Beis HaMikdash, Eheke, Asher Eheke, I will draw near to you in the Moyadim of the whole year, which are great days for Klal Yisrael. Now, what is Taki the Mekor? The real Mekor of that Yemei Bein HaMetzorim are 21 days. The Mekor, the real Mekor to it, it's from the Novi Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph, Posuk Yud Aleph, Shteit, the Novi in Yirmiyahu, Vayihi Dvar Hashem Eilai Leimor, it's a Nevuah. The Nevuah asked Yirmiyahu, Ma Ator Roye Yirmiyahu, what are you see, Yirmiyahu Anovi? Ve'oymar, Yirmiyahu says, makel shokeid ani roye. I can see a stick of almonds. Explained Rashi b'shem the Medrash Agude. Olmed is got a special thing in the tzmicha, in the growing of the olmed, from the time it come out in the buds, the fruit, until the fruit is boshel, you can eat it, the time is 21 days. Mokel shoket. That's the mekor, zog the medresh, for the emei bein ha-meitzorim, which between Shiveser Betamuz, that the Choymos of Yerushalayim got broken until Tisha B'Av, which Beis HaMikdash was banned. That's a mekor to Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim, that it's 21 days. The biggest question is, and that's also a reason why I decided to look into it, somebody asked me, it's a $1 million question. Yudzayim B'Tammuz, it's 17 in Tammuz. How many days are in the whole month? Usually in Tammuz is 29 days. So from Shiveser B'Tammuz till Rosh Chodesh is 13 days. And in Chodesh Av till Tisha B'Av is 9 days. I'm not giving you a hard gematria. 13 and 9 is a mathematic adding 22 days. We just said a mekor that Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim is 21 days. So tell me, what is it? 21 days or 22 days? Right. Zog de Bnei Yisoschor, an answer, and we'll talk about it, that Bnei Yisoschor said the 13 days in Chodesh Tammuz in Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim, it's against Yud Gimel Mides Shel Rachmim, that it's in Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa, he bring all the 13 Mides Shel Rachmim after Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos in Yud Zayin Betamuz, and the 9 days of Beinam in Ov, there is only 9 Mides in Parshas Shlach. Parshas Shlach is Parshas HaMeraglim, and as everyone knows, because of Chet HaMeraglim, after many, many years, it was Goyrem Lechorban Beis HaMikdosh. So, Zog de Bnei Yisoschor, 9 and 13 is 22. But the question is, if the Mekor of Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim, which is 21 days from Yirmiyahu Mokel Shoket, it's a fact, it's the Teva. The Teva says that the growing of the fruit of the almond is 21 days. And that's the Mekor of Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim, it's 21 days. And here we see it's 22 days. So the issue of the poshut issue, we can say about it, the Shulchan Aruch in Dinei Tisha B'Av and Siman Taf Kuf Nun Beit Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Shteit Azoy, Ein Oimrim Tchina Erev Tisha B'Av B'Mincha. Erev Tisha B'Av B'Mincha, we don't say Tachnun Mishum De Ikri Moyed. A few Sifim afterwards in Taf Kuf Nun Tes Sif Dalet Shteit. Ein oimrim tachnun betisha beov, ve ein neuflim al pneim de teshulchan oruch, mishum de ikri moyed. The pasuk in Megillah Seicho, kora alai moyed. Why it's called moyed? So he brings, because Mashiach ben David was noilad in Tisha B'Av. According to this, is Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim is poshut, is only 21 days. Why? Because Tisha B'Av is not Koilel in the 22 days, because it's called Moed, but it's not giving us a teretz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yirmiyahu Makel Shoked, the almond, the Tzmichas HaShoked Beteva is 21 days. Why didn't Tisha B'Av, we are all misabel on Churban Beis HaMikdash, we fast, why didn't he put Tisha B'Av inside the Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim? It should be 22 days. So I saw in the Pri Tzadik from Reb Tzodek HaKohen the Inyan of the 22 days of Yemei Bein HaMeitzorim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, state, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei ma loku be'alef beis. And Rashi says, and everyone knows, Megillas Eicha, it's written al pi seder alef beis. Why? Zug der Yochanan, Mipnei she'ovru ala toiro she'nitno be'alef beis. And the Aleph Beis, everyone knows, Aleph Beis is 22 letters. And the Medrash also there said, Mipnei man emra megillas kinois alpha beiso, Rabbi Yudah Omer, lefi shekotsuv, it's a posuk in Daniel, mamesh posuk, the whole Yisrael ovru es toiro secho. The toiro was nitno in 22 oisios Aleph Beis, and because they over the toiro she nitno be Aleph Beis, me Aleph Ataf, therefore the Megillas Echo, it was written Aleph Beis zu keneged, zu keneged zu. Ed the Medresh there in Eicha, Omar Avrom, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu got tainus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, mipnei ma higleisa es bonai? Why did you send your children to Golus? Umesartam beidei ha'umos. You gave them to umos ha'olam. And they killed them, the Klal Yisrael, all mitos mishunos. The Holocaust, we're not bringing into it. All mitos. And you destroyed Beis HaMikdosh. Auzog Avraham Avinu to Ribbono Shel Olam, Mokoim, the place she'eleiti et Yitzchak bni oilo lefonecho. Why do you do it? The Ribbono Shel Olam, tell it to Avraham Avinu, say it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Avraham, Ribbono Shel Olam answered, Bonecho chotu, your children are sinned, ve'ovru al kol ha'toiro. They over on the ganze Torah, the Alkav base oisi oishebo. Hodohu dichtiv zog the medresh, v'chol Yisroel ovru es toiro secho. According to this Gemara, according to this medresh, is Reb Tzadok HaKohen is mechadesh, that 22 days of Yemei Bein HaBetzorim is against the 22 oisi oisa Torah, that Klal Yisroel is poigem in Bishas HaChorbon. What is the first day of the Yemei Bein HaBetzorim? It's Shidaser Betamuz. What is the first ois? Is Aleph, right? Why in Shidaser Betamuz Nishberu, they broke the Luchois? Why? The Gemara in Tani says, because the Ribbono Shel Olam started the Luchois in the ois Aleph, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. That's the first day of Yemei Bein HaBetzorim. That's the first ois. Therefore, he broke the Luchois on Shiveser Betamuz. What is the last day of Yemei Bein HaBetzorim? Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the last letter. It's Tov. Tov is Tisha B'Av. Against the letter Sof. Why? Steht in Posuch. In the last day, Tam Avoinech Bastzion. Tam. With a Tov. It's finished. The Bein HaBetzorim ending, starting with the Aleph and ending with a Sof. Why? Why is Tam Avoinech Bat Zion? It's come to Merames to us. What the Medrash says, that Shofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Chamoiso, the Ribbono Shel Olam, through his anger, Ala Eitzim Ve'Ala Avonim. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam want to Matzil Klal Yisroel Miklaya. And with another tavlin to it, it's in Bepashas Kisiso. It's interesting. Steht in Pashas Kisiso, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchois, Vayi kasher korah v'lamachane, when he drew near, steht, Vayares o'egel v'umecholos, the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that Klal Yisrael are sinned in the egel umecholos, Vayi charaf Moshe was angry, Vayashlech miyodo v'saluchois, Vayeshaber oisom tachas ohor. Steht Chazal in the Midrash. What is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu broke Beluchois? Zog the Midrash, because the oisiois parchu from the Luchois. Ed the Yalkut Shimoini. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu looked mitamul on the Luchois which he was holding, and suddenly he sees it's empty. The oisiois is parchu min aluchois. State in the Medrash, so it become heavy on his hands. It's only a piece of stone. Venaflu miyodo, venishberu, and they fell out of his hands, and they broke. According to this, we can see in Cheso Egel, which was in Yudzayim Betamuz, is Porchu all the Oisiois Shehoyu Beluchos Harishoinois. Therefore, in this day, we starting the 20 days Yemei Beina Meitzorim against the Oisiois Sheporchu Min Haluchos. Lichoire, again, a massive question. Is how many letters Porchu from the Luchos? 22 or 21? 21 Porchu min Luchos. Why? Because the Os Tes was not on the Luchos Harishoinois. Agmore in Bobekame Dafnun Dale Damut Beis. Shoal Rabbi Chanino ben Agilet Rabchia Barabo. מפני מה בלוחוס הראשונוס לא נאמר בהם טויב, שתית נשת טויב, ובדיברוס האחרונוס נאמר בהם טויב, what's the פשט? In פרשס ואיסחונון, in the mitzvah of כיבוד אבוהם, שתית למען יאריכון יומךו, ולמען יתבלוך. There is the test. Aber in the Luchos HaRishoinos, which Moshe Rabbeinu broke, steht only Leman Yarichun Yomecho. Steht nicht Leman Yitabloch. So how many Oisios Porchu from Luchos HaRishoinos? 21, not 22. Back to our question. Enfer de Gemore, why take 20, why loy ne'emar Luchos HaRishoinos toiv, Leman Yitabloch, Enfer de Gemore, Hoyil v'soifan lihishtaber. The Ribbono Shel Olam knew that the Luchos HaRishoinos will be broken. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, what's the pshat, he didn't want to put the word toiv in the Dibros HaRishoinos because he knew that soifan lihishtaber. Freg the Gemore. V'chi soifan lihishtaber may have. So what happened? Omar Ravashi. You know why it's not mentioned? Because Chas v'sholom pasko toivom Yisrael. Chas v'sholom, the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the worst matzovim, not pasko toivom Yisrael. Why? If it would be, in the Dibros HaRishoinos Tov, what's the pshat? If it would be toiv, and the toiv will be broken, people would say, no more toiv to Klal Yisrael from the Eibishter. Why? Because the toiv, which was written in the Luchos, it was broken. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam only mentioned the toiv in the Dibros Achroinos. And therefore, Zug de Bnei Yisoschor Amoiridi Gebshat. Why the Luchos was broken in Shiveser Betamuz? Always we say Gematria, we say the word, and say the Gematria. Now we say it punkt verkehrt. Why Shiveser Betamuz? Because Shiveser is Gematria Toiv. The Ribbono Shel Olam, even in, when he break the Luchos, he wants it should be Toiv, Toiv to Toiv to Toiv to Klal Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer bring a diamond to it. He said, we said that the Posuk, the Remez from Tehillim, the 21 days from the Posuk, Ach Toiv li Israel. Ach is 21. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants Toiv, Toiv li Israel. Toiv li Israel. Why? They shouldn't say Pasko Toiv om Israel. So he got clear Dvorim Berurim. In the first Luchos HaRishoinos, when they were broken, only flew out to the air 21 letters, not 22, because the Os Tes is not Porchum Aluchos. Again, we got steered to what we said. So what is it? 22 days they may be Namitzorim, or 21? It swing from one to the other. So Bichlal, we need to, Adam Eforshim says, wonder, why Moshe, where did Moshe Rabbeinu took the heter to break the Luchos? The Luchos was Aser Sadvorim, Ktuvim Be'etzba Elokim. It's something, where did he take the heter? But according to what the pshat which I said, that the Os Tes was not written there, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't write, the Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the Luchos, he looked at the letters, he knew the Kav Be'kov Be'is Oisios Nitrona Toiro, right? And he suddenly sees in the Luchos, which he bring down from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ostes is not mentioned in the Luchos Harishonos. So he understood that Shaloi Paskot Toivo Mi Yisrael. He had a proof that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to break the Luchos. And the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Menalan shiskim Hakadosh Bo." How do I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam hiskim al yodoy sheneemar asher shibarto? Rashi said, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Yasher koyach." The Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu on the Luchos Harishonos, "Yasher koyachos yasher shibarto." And all another thing. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Vatere Oisoi Baspario, say Moshe Rabbeinu, Vatere Oisoi Kitoivu, Moshe Rabbeinu himself is Bechinas Toiv, Zog the Ribbono Shel Olam to him, Yasher Koichacho Shishibarto. Because you broke the Luchos Harishonos and you broke all the letters, except the Ostes, your power that you are toiv, it's kivayachol, become even stronger. You did not, is not break like with other letters. And that's also the pshat in the Gemara, the Avoid the Zoro, Omar Abishua ben Levi. Loi osu Yisroel esa egel, ela liten pitchon pele bale tshuva. Why did Yisrael make the egel? To give pitchon pele bale tshuva. Zog Drashi, Klal Yisrael, they are giboirim, they strong, they shalitim beYitzrom hayu, and it wasn't. It says pastnish that the Yetzer should go over on them in the head of the eagle. Listen to what Rashi says. Zog Drashi, gzeiras melech hoyso lishloit boem. Kilu the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that the Yetzer Oro should be shoilet on Klal Yisrael to make this head. Why? Kedei liten pitzcho in pele baalei tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam is magdim trufo lemako. Why? Sheim yoim arachoite. Why should I make tshuva? Why? The Ribbono Shel Olam won't accept my tshuva. Shelo yekablenu. Oimrim loy tsei ulmad mi maise haegel. Maise haegel avoy dezoro ze kof. Koifer ba kedush borchu veniskablu betshuva. And the pshat is, how is Magdim Trufa Lamako in this? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't write the Ostes al Luchos. Why? In order that shouldn't say that in Shvira Saluchos Pasko Toiv Toivom Yisrael. We can see from it that the Ribbono Shel Olam made a special way, a special peulo before Chet Ho Egel. Why? Kedei lito in pitchon pe lebaale tshuva. And why take the oisio is a poireach? Why? Because Chachmeat, the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Nun Dalet says, "My dichtiv chorus ala luchois." Zog the Gemara, "Il mole loy nishtabru aluchois harishoinois loy nishtak chotoyro mi Israel." Rabacha Bar Yaakov Omer, "If the luchois harishoinois would not broken, and kol uma veloshon sholest b'em, nobody could have ruled on Klal Yisrael. Shenemar chorut al tikri chorut elach cheirus." Explain the Medrash. If Bnei Yisrael would have waited to Moshe Rabbeinu to come down from Har Sinai, and they would not have made the chet u'egel, it wouldn't be any golus, and Malach HaMoves was not sholest b'em. Shteit v'amichtav michtav eloikimu chorus Alaluchos, Mal Chorus, Reb Yudo Omer, Cheirus min Golios, wouldn't have gone to a Golus, Reb Nechemya Omer, Cheirus min Malachomoves. So we can see in Shviras Aluchos, we got both, Nishtak Chotoyrom Yisrael and the Golus. So in Cheso Egel, what happened in Cheso Egel? The Oisios were Poirech min Aluchos Arishoinos, and all the chelkei, all the things from the Torah, it's nispazu, it fashpreit in the whole the Golius. Why? In order, when we are in Golius, where we are in Manchester, then in Manchester, Kenzan, there is a chelek from the Torah that need to be misgale, and anyone who is zoiche to be mechadesh chidush in el amito le Torah, who zoiche Lechaven lechidushei haloches, which was on the Luchos Harishonim. That's why we daven every day, v'sen chelkeinu Besoyrasecho. Our chelek should be misgale to us in the Torah. State in the Sephorim that so you can see the oisios porchos boavir. There is nitzoitzos which going everywhere, and our duty is to lift up this nitzoitzos. Steht apostle in Micha, ki meitzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim, when they went mikura barzel Mitzrayim, ar enu niflois. If you break the word niflois to two things, it means nofal ois. The oitios fell down from the luchois. And our duty is to lift up back this oitios atoire. But if they went, how can we lift up the oitios atoire if the poreach be'ovir? We can only do it through the os tes, which not fallen in the luchois harishoines. Why? We can see, we said it already. Why wasn't the test there? Kedosh lo yomru chas v'cholila pasko toivo mi Yisrael. Bischus, the ois test is roimers on the rest of the letters, and through the os test we can megale the other chelkei atoire of other oitios that it was in Klausel. That's what the Mishnah says, en toiv el atoire, steht ki leikach toiv Nosati lochem toirosi alta azoivu. The Ribbono shel Olam is meramez to Klal Yisrael. Ki leikach toiv nosati lochem. When I gave you the luchos harishoinim, I gave you a lekach toiv, a good lesson. A good lesson. Why? I did not write the toiv in the luchos harishoinim. Why? In order it shouldn't break. Why? The tam is toirosi alta azoivu. Through the letter tes, which was not broken, you can come back to the rest of the letters, and you will be able. And also straight away afterwards in the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Haroye Tes Bechaloime. If somebody have a dream and he sees the Os Tes Siman Yofeloi, it's a good siman. Why? Hoil the Hoilu Posach Ba Kosuv Letoivot Chila. Why in Bereishis the whole psukim from Bereishis until Vayare Elohim Saoir Kitoiv. There is no letter tes. So the Ribbono shel Olam put the letter tes on the word toiv. The Zohar said that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the letter tes, toiv cho stim begavoch vetzofum begavoch. I'll explain. Hadhu dechtiv marav tuv cho asher tzofanto leirecho. The pshat is the os tes is roimez on the toiv, which is tzofun in the os tes. How do you write if you open? How do you write tes? Not in ksiv, in loshen ashuris. You write tes. You're going up, and then there is a little thing which going inside. The little bit of which going inside is tzofun. What is tzofun? The kav yamin is tzofun. Ibischus, the letter tes, which not been broken with all the other letters, we can zoiche to the oir hagonus in all oisios atoiro, which went the whole world. And the tam, that's the tam, take. Why nechrav beis amigdash in tes be'ov, betes be'alef beis? Because in Shofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chamoso al Ha'itzim ve'al Ha'avonim. But even in the Shofach Chamoso al Ha'itzim ve'al Ha'avonim, it's Tes. In the Tes, through the Tes, Tes is a Toiv. The Ribbono shel Olam want to show us in the Toiv, in the Tisha B'Av, that the Ribbono shel Olam, Ikri Moed, Kora Alai Moed, the Ribbono shel Olam should help us, Shibone Bes Hamikdosh, V'meir B'Yomeinu Amen.